party.
Yeah.
That BB and Bob is in town. I got a dollar and a quarter.
Well,
and I'm just raring to clown. But don't let nobody play me cheap.
I got 50 cents and know that I'm gonna keep it.
Everybody, and welcome to The Swing Shift.
Good morning. It is 10:04. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Ben, and Ben is going to introduce our special guest for our last show.
For our very last show here at WMFO, we have a college radio legend in the studio with us, and that would be my father, Mr. Hal Stern. How are you doing this morning?
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Legend is a bit of an overstatement.
Not here at WMFO. Exactly. Anything is a legend. That bird that was in the vinyl library will become a legend.
The legend lives on.
The legend lives on. Swing Shift Legacy is the name of the game today.
I thought syndication was our legacy, though.
Yeah. The forever question, syndication with what? Never to be answered, never to be asked again.
Nope.
Welcome back to the 7th season.
Newly syndicated.
Last episode. Definitely going to have a cliffhanger ending. For no reason, just because. and that is, of course, where Harry and I rip all the record players out and go, "You can't have these anymore."
I was going to say, we just throw a chair across the room and leave the mics up and leave.
And then, of course, it just fades to black.
And then, yes. Yeah,
right.
If you play Classics. Journey, I'm leaving, though.
We can do an auditory fade to black.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
All right. So, obviously, what you just heard was a little B.B. King with Bobby Blue Bland. And if you're a fan of the show, you will absolutely recognize this next tune. We don't even have to tell you who it's by or what it is.
Well, whether or not we do, we're not going to.
Either way,
it's our last show.
Here's a song.
Thank you. meeting, but that way you can do the funky shit. You know, we don't want to.
Summer. And your mama, oh, mighty good looking. Yeah, yeah. Little baby, yeah. And only you. No, 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 no. Please, please don't cry. One of these mountains we're gonna get up. Oh yeah. We're gonna ride. Oh no, there ain't nothing is gonna harm you, touch you, baby. Yeah, yeah. You know why? 'Cause your daddy and your mommy is gonna be staying. We'll be right back.
could holler, I would scream like a mountain jack. I'd go up on the mountain and call my baby back. Hello. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard a whole bunch of music. That was a little Oscar Peterson. That was my dad's first pick of the show. And he'll definitely have some more good stuff coming up for you later. But for now, we have a public service announcement. Take it away.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Nor is it rap music. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last show, which is a good trick. It means you have to have the ladder on top of the pickup truck in the parking lot of the trauma center to fall directly onto the gurney. But even so, even if you take it from your home to the hospital, don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That's a good pick. That's one of, it's been one of our favorites ever since that got put in the book. Thank you very much for that ladder-friendly reminder and orthopedic surgeon-friendly reminder.
You have to pump up the medical school here. It's, you know, it's graduation weekend. You do a little business development for those future orthopedic surgeons.
So if you have requests for us in the last 20 minutes or more tips about ladder safety, feel free to call in at 617-627-3800. But for now, we're going to keep it rolling with some more tunes. I believe next we have Little Buddy Guy.
All right. Always a good choice.
Get my ride!
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. This marks, the last 2.5 minutes of the Swing Shift.
Yep, last 2.5 minutes of the last season of the Swing Shift.
We live on in syndication, of course.
Forever and always. Thank you so much for listening to the Swing Shift. Thanks so much for singing in your requests, enjoying. We hope you enjoyed it just as much as we did.
We certainly had a blast. We're going to ride out on a modern Swing Shift classic from this season.
By modern classic, we mean it's a week old.
Exactly.
We found it last week.
Got a little soul clap. Donny Hathaway playing the Ghetto live. It's a concert I wish I was at. Just saying.
You probably know someone who was there.
I'll ask around. You can post it to our Facebook page, where you can also see a picture of our art project for the day. Putting my arts and crafts major to use.
Poli-sci. Gotta love
Shout
it.
Shout out. So we're graduating.
Yep.
And,
in a couple days.
It's pretty exciting. We hope you guys have enjoyed our ride on the Swing Shift. Do we have anything else to say?
What? I got rid of him. He's back? How? The windows are closed.
We didn't plan this.
Avian disposition has failed, it appears.
All right. Thank you, Nick Andre, for that interlude.
Right, which reminds me, we do have shout-outs. Shout-out to Nick Andre for the avian interlude.
Yeah.
Shout-out to the FCC.
Yeah,
we're just
thank
here
you.
So we don't get fined.
Keep it 100. It's the only reason we're here.
Any other shout-outs?
Shout-out to my dad. Thank you for coming along.
Hey, thank you for continuing the fine tradition of college radio, keeping freeform weird for the masses. It's a good thing.
Shout-out to our number one fans,
our parents
and grandparents.
Other assorted relatives and family friends.
And you other two weirdos who are listening. Thank you. Thank you, too.
It beats having listeners who are in jail, which is basically my experience. We reached the Trenton State Penitentiary, and a lot of people phoned in requests with their dime a week, and that was about it. So.
I'm actually quite upset that we don't have any listeners in Long Park.
You could have interviewed them for your thesis.
Because WMFO is global, because we have the app.
Yeah, we do have an app. It's purple.
We have the purple app.